Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, we're looking at sunshine and we'll have a high near 75 degrees. Kenosha at this present hour, 58. It's 60 in Burlington. In Milwaukee, 61. 57 degrees in Racine. A Racine Interfaith Coalition prayer vigil Sunday night in the 1800 block of Howe Street was to remember a three-year-old boy, Jeremiah Pitt, who died of a gunshot wound inside the home with a front porch that contained stuffed animals, balloons, and candles and posted messages. Reverend Tony Larson saying what makes it even more tragic was that he was a little boy with so much ahead. Father Yeprim Kalijian from the St. Mezerab Armenian Church used the word jarring to describe the loss of such a young life.
Prayer in the Armenian Church, we have a special prayer for children's funerals when the caskets are this big. And in that prayer, one of the prayers, it says that he is playing around the throne of God. He's with the children of Bethlehem.
The mother of the boy, Lakia Russell, showing up toward the end of the gathering, stood with family and friends. At times she had a stunned look on her face, but she otherwise offered few words.
This is sad what happened to my son, but I know I have to be strong because I have two more children to be strong for. It's just sad. It's so sad. I wish he was here. Maybe he's looking down on all of this.
Racine police last week indicated that a person of interest had been taken into custody, but so far no charges have been filed, even with the weapon involved gathered as evidence. A man from Oak Creek died over the weekend from a moped accident that occurred in Milwaukee. Police indicate the victim was riding when he collided with another moped near 25th and Canal Street. The man died at the scene, according to police. The incident remains under investigation. If you come across the scene of a traffic accident, there is perhaps a strong desire to get out of your vehicle and either see what happened or to try to help in some way. State Department of Transportation says too many people are just doing this without thinking first about their own safety.
When someone witnesses a crash or comes upon a crash scene, it's easy to become so focused on the event you lose sight of other potential dangers around you. So we're just asking drivers to use caution and think about their own safety and that of their passengers. Even something that starts as a minor crash can quickly evolve into something much more serious if a Good Samaritan is hit or their passengers are injured by other vehicles.
That's David Papps from the Bureau of Transportation Safety. Tragedy averted on the fast-moving Fox River near Silver Lake in western Kenosha County late Sunday afternoon. Three young kayakers lost control as they hit swifter waters under the bridge just north of the Fox River Park area. Because of existing river conditions from last week's heavy rain, the immediate response involved sheriff's deputies, firefighters, paramedics, fire rescue personnel with boats. By the time, though, the first responders got there, all three of the victims had managed to get themselves out of the water. Rescue personnel did stick around, checked out to make sure they were okay, and no others may have been involved. This incident occurring, according to a news release, despite the warning to stay away from the swollen river with its fast currents. Many of the roads near the Fox River in Kenosha County are still closed at this point, but a number of motorists, according to the Sheriff's Department, have been driving around posted signs and barricades, and several of them have gotten stuck in the high water. The Kenosha Sheriff's Office says that the floodwater on the Fox River getting lower as the Highway F closure was removed yesterday. That makes the bridge in the area just to the west of it once again passable. In Summers and also the town of Wheatland, they've got well testing kits available. Residents there being urged to disinfect their well systems as soon as possible. And nursing staff from the Kenosha County Health Department to be available with tetanus vaccinations at the old Silver Lake Village Hall on South 1st Street. They'll also be with cleanup and well testing kits. Take note that the Red Cross opened up a housing shelter for residents affected by the flooding across Kenosha County. It's at Salem Grade School, which is on Antioch Road. Well, this happens to all of us at some point or time. The phone rings, you get a caller ID that says, it's coming from Racine, it's coming from Kenosha, maybe a city nearby. Then you pick it up, it's not, it's a scam.
The Better Business Bureau says more than 7,500 different phone scams have been reported across the country since January, compared to only 1,000 reported during all of last year. Wisconsin BBB CEO and President Jim Temer says once you pick up your phone for a scam call, your number is listed as active and they will continue to call. Some advice, if you have caller ID, don't answer calls from numbers you don't recognize. Legitimate callers will probably leave a message. Beware of the automated calls that tell you to press 9 to be taken off the list. That also tells scammers that it's an active number and won't stop them from calling. Beware of scammers impersonating legitimate businesses and charities. If you want to do business with those organizations, independently look up their number and call them. And join the Do Not Call registry. At least it will keep legitimate telemarketers from calling you. Janet Hoff, WYJN News.
Well, not exactly the ideal conditions for the Racine Ironman 70.3 triathlon Sunday morning. It began with Lake Michigan's 51-degree water temperature, canceling the swim portion. The winds were kind of kicking up as well. Left for the competition, the 56-mile bike ride into western Racine County and back, and then the 13.1-mile run.
First place, a man who's having one heck of a year from Australia with a time of 3:10:35. Let's hear it for our new champion, Sam Appleton. And our new champion here at Ironman 70.3 Racine, she has won just about everything she has raced in this year. And your defending 70.3 world champion, let's hear it for Holly Lawrence with a time of 3:39:31.
Holly Lawrence, the first woman to finish, said even with the swim, that was torture in her words, noted that the wind was there and the battle that she had to the very end with runner-up Jody Robertson.
I definitely went through a bad patch like in the middle, and because I knew it was a time trial finish, I just really tried to gain every second on the last bit and push it that extra.
Meanwhile, overall winner Sam Appleton, fifth in the Ironman World Championships last year, talked afterward about adapting physically and mentally to the changing circumstances. Both Lawrence and Appleton, as the touring pros and the winners, each get $10,000. By the way, the top local finisher, Jason Meekma, the alderman of the 14th District. Day two at Salmonorama on Racine's lakefront, and the leaderboard has Steve Miller out front with a 27.67-pound Chinook, the onshore category leader Natalie Chin, 25.05 pounds, also a Chinook. Caledonia Village Board to meet at 7 o'clock tonight at the new Village Hall on Chester Lane. Among the items on the agenda, a conditional use permit to convert a one-time gas station convenience store at 4542 Douglas Avenue into a 4,200-square-foot liquor store for Arby's, which would then move from 4606 Douglas. Part of the plan, a 2,100-square-foot addition, along with removing the gas station canopy. And there's a resolution authorizing a third amendment to the contract with John's Disposal Service for solid waste and recycling pickup in the village. City of Racine Traffic Commission, 4 p.m. meeting, City Hall, couple of traffic calming requests are on the agenda. Alderman Sandy Widener asking for a discussion about placing those calming measures on Main Street between the bridge and 7th Street. And Alderman Melissa Lemke inquiring about the potential for traffic calming measures on Erie Street between Melvin Avenue and 3 Mile Road. The emerald ash borer is still a major problem for ash trees here in southeast Wisconsin. The public, though, may not really understand the magnitude. The city of Racine is now looking at the near future of maybe sending out removal notices for trees on your property. City Forester Matt Kepnick telling the Park and Rec Board, in addition to the city-owned land, a lot of private properties have ash trees and many have EAB. He indicated private property owners could be getting notice about having to remove the ash trees, either by hiring their own contractor or the city would do it under a contract and that would add to your tax bill. The public safety aspect with ash trees on private property, he says that's going to be a priority going forward.
I'm not going to be doing any surveying specifically for ash. To be quite honest, I don't have time. We have 22,300 other trees in addition to the 2,300 ash. So these are going to be trees that I see when I go about my day-to-day, driving from point A to point B to inspect our public trees. I see an ash in a yard, they're going to get a letter. And then if there are any complaints from neighbors, people have concerns about the big dead tree next door in the backyard, those will be addressed as they come to my attention.
He said after the ash tree problem, there's a situation with Norway maples. They're dying at a high rate for various reasons. And Kepnick noted that thousands of trees have also been planted in the past few years, in addition to the many trees already removed and on the schedule to be removed this year. And at 7 o'clock tonight at Kenosha's Municipal Building, the City Council is set to meet. It's a full agenda. One of the hot-button items, if you will, the issue of fire pit burning. certain restrictions would be allowed with a proposed ordinance. People are doing it anyway at this point, but it's in violation of the current ordinance. There's the question of how to fill the 8th District Aldermanic seat vacated when Kevin Matheson moved out to the Village of Summers. Mayor John Antaramian's request to create a flood emergency grant program through a couple of existing loan products and Gorman & Company's development and purchase agreements on the Heritage House building, the Old Elks Club, and plans to renovate that into a boutique hotel. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are there in podcast form. Look in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.